This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, let's pick up on the 40-day Target boycott. We certainly have talked about this before with the reaction on DEI, including with Shaletta, when Shaletta said she was done. And now you have faith leaders and black-owned businesses who are speaking out about Target and saying, don't go. The memo to employees from Target's chief community impact and equity office wrote, as a retailer that serves millions of consumers every day, we understand the importance of staying in step with evolving external landscape now and in the future. That was tied to what's going on and tied to DEI. Donald Trump certainly made this a big part of the campaign. There are many Republicans who are greatly bothered by DEI, think it is better off when the country is going away. We'll have that debate again. And we could go with this topic multiple ways, including on, is Target just following the curve? Are they afraid of Trump? Whatever it might be. But, and we've done that before, and I bet we'll do it again. But in this case, I want to do this. If you had a store in your life that was essential to how you live, whether it's for you individually, for your family, for you and your significant other, whatever your circumstances are, and how it comes into your life, what is the store that you would not want to cut out for 40 days? Dave, for me, Target would be right near the top. In fact, it might be the top for me. I'm a loyal Target person. Costco, yes. No, it's just where I live, it's incredibly convenient for me. And also, I think Target's great at what they provide. I think they rolled over on this one like too many other companies rolled over, because there are times where DEI makes sense and there are other businesses where it's excessive, but we can't have nuance. We can't have a conversation. It's just all good, all bad, right? So Target is probably my company. Am I going to exist? Am I going to figure out a way? Yeah. Okay. Costco, Walmart, Walgreens, whatever. Now, if it was Carter, it's Pornhub, right? I mean, wouldn't you say? That's
naturally
the one company.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one of several, I'm sure.
Or
he knows all of them.
Yeah. I think the other one would be stealing bits from the Noon to Three show.
Yeah, just to call it the Chad Hartman show. This is basically his own little pawn shop.
Yeah. He walked in today and said, I got nothing, so let's go about seven things from the other show. Stealing the Bits, the Stealing the Bits store. Carter couldn't live without that one. What do you got, Harrigan? For 40 days, I don't expect you in the fetal position. But what's the store you don't want to lose? Can I guess?
Go for it.
Rotisserie Chickens R Us. You don't want to go without that store.
I don't. That's one of my favorite stores. Yeah, they've got a lot of good locations. Rotisserie Chickens R Us. No, Sam's Club would be near the top because that's where I get those chickens. It would be near the top, not at the top. I could get by with
not that. At the top.
No, of the places I go most, I think Target and Aldi are at the top of the list. Aldi's where we do most of our grocery shopping. I am an absolute devotee for the most part there. That would be a tough one because I'd probably spend 40 days looking at my grocery bills saying, well, it didn't used to cost that much.
Well, you have the story today. Aldi is surging. You want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact number. Was it 500, 800 stores that they're planning to open around the country in the next, few years? And they've obviously, in the last 15 years or so, just in Minnesota, they've made quite an impact here in the metro area and, certainly beyond now.
Definitely.
But around the country, they are going to be a massive force in the grocery game. Like I said, well beyond our area, all around the country.
I think Aldi's solid. I really do. I'm in an area where there, honestly, I have about every grocery store known to mankind.
Same with me.
And I go to a bunch. I really do. I go to Lund's more than the others? Yep. But do I go to Aldi? Yes. Do I go to Target? Yes. Do I go to Hy-Vee? Yes. Do I go to Trader Joe's? Yes. I think we have more people on the grocery store situation, Dave, where they go to a variety as opposed to just one, don't you think?
Probably, if it's a convenience thing, or perhaps they check the sales and say, you know what, that's going to be my spot this week because I want to get this, that, and the other thing. But, yeah, I mean, in the spot where I am, I can think of at least eight right now that are easily within driving distance and a few that are walking distance from my home.
Yeah. If we're in that position, we are fortunate because obviously plenty of people are not. Let's pause early and give you time here. What is your store? It's a serious topic, and we've discussed this in a serious way. And I'll add, for a lot of people, it's just lazy. Oh, DEI is terrible. First of all, allowing a wide variety of people to be considered for a job is astute. Do some businesses go too far? Sure, they do. Should some businesses go further? Yes. What a crazy concept. We could actually look at the stores one by one, but no, we're not capable of that when we want to speak general outrage and play to the choir who loves every word we say. So we can have that part of the conversation. But in this case, I'm saying if you had to take your top store out and for 40 days you were done with that store and it would bother you the most, what is the store? Let me know. 651-461-9226. Before you hear other spots, I want to tell you about Pella. Pella Windows and Doors. You know what Pella Windows and Doors started? How about 100 years ago? That's right. Pella Windows and Doors are celebrating 100 years in business this year. What a remarkable accomplishment that is. And I am lucky to be a Pella Windows and Doors customer. For close to 20 years in the house I'm living in now, they made significant improvements to my house last year, which I love. And then guess what? I decided after living in this house for 20 years, it was time to make a change. And yeah, I found a place where, guess what? Pella Windows and Doors were absolutely going to be a part of it. They got showrooms all over the place. I went to the one in Plymouth. They also are online, PellaNorthland.com, and they'll custom make the windows that work for your house. It's quality, it's trust, it's innovation, it's 100 years of success. And until the 13th, a great offer is available to you, one or the other. This is option A, 0% APR for 72 months, or option B, 40% off installation. Both are great. Track them down now. PellaNorthland.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason will join us, as he normally does, on Thursdays around 2:35. He will take you home. We have a Twins game tomorrow, so we are out. You could get a bonus, am I wrong? Is it possible, because I'm out. We'll play some recorded stuff for am I wrong. Will you maybe do am I wrong just with yourself tomorrow?
I've been known to am I wrong myself from time to time.
I think you should.
Do you think I've ever disagreed with myself during Am I Wrong?
Never.
Have I made a point via the committee and then just absolutely ripped the committee?
Never.
You'd be surprised.
Among the attacks on the 40-day Target boycott and what store you would most miss if you had to boycott it for 40 days... Somebody says, I can't wait to see the results. Will we see, as powerful as Target is, will we see anything where we will see anything financially tangible to show this had an effect? I think gut tells me no, they're just so enormous. What do you think?
I think it's going to bring them to their knees, Chad. After 25 days, they're just going to hang it up. That's it. It's been a nice run. Yeah. They will certainly notice things internally. They do all the research on an aisle, foot traffic and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, how many people just walk into the store, let alone how much they buy. But is it going to impact their business overall? Not really. No, it'll be a slightly large drop in the bucket, maybe.
What are the all-time most powerful and successful boycotts? You want to go to the Google on that one? Obviously, what happened with Bud Light was huge, right? Silly, ridiculous, that they tried to appeal to a segment of the audience who might buy their product. Oh, no! Not that. Oh, they're indoctrinating you. They're hypnotizing you. They're trying to change you. No, they just were trying to sell beer. We both thought it was absurd, but guess what? in an effect. And people were fired. They apologized. Now, a lot of people, what they did, Dave, is they ended up buying other beers from the same company that produces Bud Light. So that was a bit amusing. But to act like that one didn't have success is a lie.
Of course. And, you know, Target felt it, you know, during that same time with the Pride wear. There was certainly an impact, not like the Bud Light impact, but it was certainly there.
Yep, you're right. Stores that people would not want to give up for 40 days, Target or Byerly's. Yeah, if you're loyal to your grocery store, if you're not like we were before, like when we said before, we like going to a variety, then that would hurt you, right? Aldi, somebody says, like you. Top of my list would be Target, Chad. Yeah, I'm boycotting them for the full 40 days. It would be painful, but that's the point. Got to send a message. Yeah, I mean, if you believe in it, go for it. And if you see it the opposite way and you want to go more, go for it. I'm not trying to stop you. I'm trying to look at it and sometimes say, do you really realize that the money's going to the same place? But I'll be curious.
Well, and the question is, okay, if you're boycotting Target because they're pulling back on DEI, are you shopping in another store that's also pulled back on DEI?
Yeah, exactly. This person favors Trader Joe's over Aldi. Same company, though. Am I missing that? Are Trader Joe's and Aldi owned by the same place?
They at least used to be owned by the same parent company. I don't know if that's still true, but it was. Jerusha yelling, no, that is no longer true.
Thank you.
But you could find items in both stores that were basically the same, just under a different label.
Yeah, that's fair. This might have been Jason. I don't know. Sex World. Is that Jason's phone number? Do you recognize that?
It has to be.
Buns and Roses. There. Yeah, exactly. Fleet Farm or Cub? You think I head to Fleet Farm a lot?
I don't see you as a Fleet Farm guy. You should check out the snack section, though. Tremendous snacks.
I go to Lowe's a fair amount, though. I'm there. Can't do without my Quick Trip. Yeah, if you have a gas station, that's one where, you know, you get other things, maybe your food or some of the groceries.
Yeah.
Then that's a tough one to give up, right?
Maybe they pick up the coffee at the Quick Trip. I'm surprised we haven't had a Starbucks or a Caribou yet from any of the texters.
Yeah, because that should be way, way, way up on the list. That is the number one addiction in America. Is there any doubt about it?
No, I don't think so.
It's not close.
No.
It's not close. And the show is trying to help you because we realize the coffee is disgusting. Chad, for me, it would be Target. And after one of Target felt the need to go all in on DEI because what happened? For sure. Played a huge part in many stores. Another text right after. I reduced my spending at Target due to the elimination of DEI. However, I can't boycott because I get all my medications at CVS. That is a fair point, right? If you're a CVS, part of where I get all of Quentin's meds tied to my insurance here with the union is CVS, right? So if I believe in the boycott, I don't believe in it so much that I'm not paying a significant amount more for my son who has, you know, significant health issues and thus he has a lot of medicine to help out with Dirk 1A. Texter, as an employee at Cub Foods, what can I do to get you to add Cub to where you shop? I do. It's not as high. What? I think at about 90%, I think Cub is probably there. I feel like the produce is better at some other places, and maybe the meat might be a little bit better. But maybe I'm wrong about that, Dave. Maybe because some of it, with our grocery stores, it's pricing, it's perception, it's convenience, it's history, right? And Maybe when you're actually showing the data, sometimes you're like, okay, I was wrong.
Yeah, I'm an Aldi shopper, I told you, but I go to Cub and Target usually to fill in the gaps for things that Aldi doesn't have, or maybe a couple products that I just don't believe the quality is there. I've told you before, my favorite thing about Cub used to be the clearance meat section. Now my local Cub has changed how they pull that off, and I can't find the clearance meat nearly as well as easily as I could before. So
on DEI, what was that?
I said, to heck with you, Cub.
Yeah. Wow.
I want that meat that's turning slightly white.
Yeah. It's okay, fine. You're on your own there. Okay. I mean, seriously, when it's alive again, that's when Dave wants.
It's just graying a little bit. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Dexter, the I in DEI includes inclusion. This support promotes includes students and adults with disabilities in the classroom, community, and workplace. This really sounds like a bad idea to people. No, it's silliness. For some people, they're overreacting to it. Jim from Prior Lake says, top of my list would be Target. And yeah, I'm boycotting them for the full 40 days. Jared is the store I'd miss, somebody says. Somebody says Target's customer service has slipped. That's the biggest driver of their loss of earnings. Not enough lanes open. Well, I'm not sure in the main part of the store that their customer service has slipped, but this is your preeminent show for the self-checkout conversation, right?
No doubt.
And we have too many. And then we have too many customers who don't have the swagger, can't handle the produce, no idea how to price them, and also feel like they should bring in 75 items. So if self-checkout ends, I'd miss it zero. Would you?
Oh, I absolutely would miss it. Are you kidding me? I'd miss it a ton. And frankly, I think Target's Target is doing this country a service. It's very Trump-like, you know, with the tariffs. It's going to be tough for a little while. You know, there's going to be hard times. We're all going to have to pitch in a little bit. But eventually, swagger will develop. Swagger will spread around the country, Chad.
False swagger.
No. There will be swagger. This is, you know what? We are entering, I will say this, we are entering the golden age of self-checkout swagger. That's where we are. We're just at the very, very beginning.
Oh, my God. Were you concussed during the break?
A little bit. Susie gave me your swinging.
Yeah. In the world today, somebody says Total Wine. That's a good point. Amazon. Amazon's got to be way up there, right?
No doubt. No doubt.
Kowalski's. I think Kowalski's is a great grocery store, but it's just a high-end grocery store. Is there really any way around that?
No. No, they're high-end, and I think to me, Lunds and Byerly's is high-end, and I think, frankly, Cub is trying to be high-end.
I don't think Lunds and Byerly's is high-priced as Kowalski's, and I really think Lunds and Byerly's last few years has made an attempt to be much more affordable. But I get people have different ideas, and we have those different stories every couple years where it shows us the differences, and we're probably due for another one of those stories. Guess who's next? Jason DeRosa joins us every Thursday at about 2:35, and he's coming up.